Welcome to the Anabu AI blog in audio. We're covering an article today that has a number in the title that should stop every business leader cold.
What number?
80%. The article is called 80% of AI Projects Are Failing. It's not the technology, and it's by Brett Allegre Wood on the Anabu AI blog.
And that number comes from actual research, not just a hot take.
Rand Corporation research, specifically. They found 80.3% of enterprise AI projects are delivering zero measurable business value, not below expectations, zero.
That's catastrophic. And the generative AI picture is even bleaker, isn't it?
MIT found that 95% of generative AI pilots never scale beyond the initial demonstration phase. They look great in the room, and then nothing happens.
So companies are spending serious money, seeing a demo, getting excited, and then the project quietly dies.
S&P Global found 42% of companies actually scrapped the majority of their AI initiatives in a single year. These aren't small experiments. These are stated strategic priorities.
But the tools work. I use them every day. So where exactly is the failure happening?
That's the core argument Brett makes. The failure isn't in the technology layer at all. Research shows 84% of AI project failures are driven entirely by leadership misalignment. Technical flaws barely register.
Walk me through what that actually looks like inside a business.
A CEO reads something about AI, approves a budget, and then completely disengages. Marketing wants a copywriting tool, operations wants predictive maintenance, IT just wants the servers running. Nobody defines what success looks like in financial terms.
Three teams, three directions, nobody owning the outcome.
And no metric. When success is vague, implementation becomes chaotic. 6 months later, the executive sponsorship has gone quiet, and the whole project gets quietly killed.
Grant Thornton found something that should genuinely alarm boards.
78% of executives admitted they lack the confidence to pass an AI governance audit. They're scaling systems they can't explain, measure, or defend.
That's not a technology problem. That's a governance problem wearing a technology costume.
Exactly. And then there's the data issue, which is the second major pillar.
Gartner's finding here is hard to ignore.
60% of AI projects will fail this year, specifically because organizations don't have AI-ready data. They're feeding fragmented, outdated, siloed data into these systems and expecting strategic insight to come out the other side.
The article has a line on this that I thought was really sharp. A high-performance engine with a tank full of sludge.
And the dangerous part isn't that you get bad results quietly. You get confidently incorrect results at a scale and speed you've never seen before. Employees stop trusting the tool, and the project dies.
So what does it actually cost to get the data right?
Gartner found that the organizations succeeding with AI invest up to 4 times more in their data and analytics foundations than those that fail, and they achieve 65% greater business outcomes as a result. It's not preparation, it's the foundation everything else sits on.
And the third failure point is the skills gap, which I think gets talked about the least.
The global AI skills gap is estimated to cost businesses $5.5 trillion. More than 90% of organizations worldwide are facing severe AI skill shortages right now.
And the people inside those businesses can already see it.
93% of workers believe their company's progress is being held back by underdeveloped skills and inadequate training. Yet only half of employees have received any formal training at all.
The result is what the article calls work slop.
AI-generated output so mediocre it creates more work to fix than it saves. For every 10 hours saved by AI, 4 hours are lost to reworking errors. And that rework burden falls on your most experienced, most expensive people.
So you're not actually ahead. You've just moved the cost somewhere less visible.
You can't drop a sophisticated AI platform on people who've never been taught how to prompt properly, how to verify outputs, or how to integrate tools into their actual daily workflows and expect anything other than failure.
So what does the 20% that's actually getting value do differently?
Grant Thornton found they're 4 times more likely to report significant revenue growth. They share 3 things. They start with the business problem, not the technology. The CEO, CFO, and COO are aligned on specific financial outcomes before a single license is purchased.
Not we should be doing AI as a general direction, a specific number this tool is supposed to move.
Then they redesign workflows rather than automating broken ones. And they invest in people as heavily as they invest in software, structured ongoing training that teaches staff how to prompt, how to verify, how to integrate.
AI that genuinely augments the team rather than sitting unused on a dashboard somewhere.
That's the whole game. The technology works, The leadership, the data, and the people around it are what determines whether any of it delivers.
So what's the one thing someone listening should do this week?
Pick one active AI initiative and ask three questions. Is there a named executive sponsor? Is there a success metric defined in financial terms? Do your people have structured training, not just a one-off seminar? If any answer is no, pause the deployment and fix those first.
Before buying a single additional tool, fix the leadership, the data, and the training. That's the sequence.
The full article is at anabu.ai. And if you want to know what fixing this would actually look like in your own business, there's a free AI audit you can book there too.
Go read it. The numbers are uncomfortable, but the path forward is very clear.